Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. A lot of the time, we can focus so much on selling our books that we forget they're more than just products. Books are not just things you sell. They're an experience. They're a journey. And for others, they're an important part of someone's life. But sure, making sales is important, but there is a deeper impact to think about. And that is how your book will change the lives of people who read it. The stories they'll carry with them, the lessons they'll apply, and the inspiration they'll find through your words, those are all really important to think about when writing your book. So today we're going beyond the sales tactics. We're going to talk about what it takes to write a book that moves people, that sticks with them long after they've turned that last page. And we're going to go step-by-step format. So step one is to have something to say, something that's bigger than you. So let's start with this. Every great book that inspires people starts with a message. Think about your message and that message you want it to go beyond the author. Sure, yeah, your experiences, your lessons, and your life are part of the story, but your book can't just be about you. It has to be about something that connects with your readers on a much deeper level. So take a moment, ask yourself, what's a big idea I'm trying to communicate? Think bigger than the book because it's more than just sharing what you've been through or what you've achieved. The real value comes from asking, how does my story help someone else? What are really the universal lessons that come out of your personal experiences? Now, when I wrote The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, I knew what I was writing in my book was rooted in my own journey, but it wasn't really about me. It was about creating a framework that others could apply in their own lives. And my experiences were there to serve as examples, but the real goal was to help people understand how they could build their own rewarding life. Because your story is important, but what's even more important is how it connects to the reader's life and helps them transform. Now, this mindset is key because if you're only focused on telling your story, you risk losing your readers because they're searching for what they can take away. What problem are they solving? And if you're talking all about yourself, it's going to be difficult for their problem to be solved. But if you can elevate your narrative to something bigger, something that's more for them, that's when your message becomes truly powerful. Start by thinking about the questions your readers are asking themselves. What challenges are they facing? What doubts do they have? You do this inside your business all the time. And you want to now ask, how can your book answer those questions or provide guidance in a way that feels personal and impactful? So that is step one, to have something that is bigger than the book. Step two now is to understand your audience like you would understand a friend. So the next thing you need to do is focus on knowing your audience. It's not really just enough to know who they are demographically, where they live. You need to understand them on that deeper level. And to me personally, I feel this is all about empathy. You need to get inside their heads and understand their struggles, understand their fears, understand their desires. Think about this. If you're writing to an audience of business owners, for example, what are they going through? Are they overwhelmed by the demands of running a business while trying to write a book? Are they doubting whether their message is strong enough for their audience? Your job as an author is to meet them where they are and provide not just information, not just splurge out information and expect them to take it all in, but to reassure them and guide them because your book, after all, is a journey. when you start thinking about your book as you would like a conversation with a friend who's looking for help, your book is going to change, and it's going to change for the better. So get clear on what your audience needs. Think about the conversations they're having in their heads. What keeps them up at night? What do they want but don't know how to achieve? When you can address those things, you stop being just an author and you start becoming someone who really understands them. And that's where the magic's going to happen. And here's also a tip. You don't want to be afraid to interact with your audience before you start writing. So have real conversations. Ask them about their challenges. The more you understand them, the more effective your book is going to be, and the more effectively your book is going to speak directly to them. Now, step three, what you'll find you'll do inside a book is you communicate to the reader ways that you can work with. Now, if you're writing a book that focuses on growing your business and making an impact and creating more income and influence, you're going to showcase your personal brand inside your book, but you're also going to let the reader know ways in which that they can work with you. And this leads into step three. Inside your book, you don't want to write a sales pitch. You want to tell a story. A lot of the times when we're writing with the goal of selling books, when we come from a place of selling books, we can accidentally fall into the trap of writing something that feels more like a sales pitch than a narrative that's going to really inspire and make an impact. And the readers can see that from a mile away. The readers in their book, they don't want to be sold. They want to be engaged. They want to be moved. And that is what's going to move the needle for you inside your business. And the way to do this is tell stories. I'm sure you've heard inside your business that storytelling is a really great way to create engagement and take your audience on that customer journey. The same in a book. We're wired to respond to stories. It's how humans have connected and learned for centuries. Stories, they let people see themselves in your book, in your experiences, and in your message. And that's where the real inspiration comes from, not just from bullet points or technical information. Of course, they are really important to communicate inside your book, but you want to create that emotional connection at the same time. And that is what stories are going to bring. So when it comes to writing your book, of course, share your insights, share your knowledge. Of course, you need to do that. But you want to tell stories. That's going to help readers see those insights come to life and really connect. So don't just tell them about a concept. Show them through real life examples, whether it's your story or someone else's story. Let me just give you a quick example here. When I wrote The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, I didn't have crazy life experience. I mean, I'd only lived 30 years of years. So what I did was I researched and told stories of other people who have gone through that journey, because I was open and honest. And what I did was, if I didn't have that full experience, but I knew that that was beneficial towards living a great life, I would use a more powerful story and then back it up with a similar story of my own, where I could really make that impact and draw that reader to connect with the story before I went into the insights and lessons that I was communicating in the book. So when you write your book, ask yourself, am I telling a story or just listing facts and knowledge? Am I giving readers a reason to care, a reason to keep turning the page? The more you can engage with them on an emotional level, the more your message is going to resonate and stick with them long after they finish reading. That is where they feel like they'll really know you, they'll want to work with you, and they'll want to be inside your world. So that was step number three. Now, the next step is to be honest and vulnerable. Now, this can be a challenge in a book, especially because you're going on that journey and you're wondering whether it's too much information and people will be turned off a bit, but it's something that doesn't get talked enough, and that is vulnerability. If you want to inspire your readers, you have to be willing to get real with them. Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. That means showing not only your successes, because of course we want to showcase our success, but showcase your struggles, your doubts, your failures, all of that stuff. In Publish to Impact, I told people how my first book took 3 years to write, and just how ridiculous that was. And to me, like it was such a long way away. In Evolve Your Skills, I told my readers that I wanted to become a professional tennis athlete, but I never reached that level. And I gave my reasons as to why I felt I never reached that level. And it was a hard bitter pills to swallow. So you want to share your challenges and your failures. It's super important because you're meeting the reader at a certain point. And more likely, the reader's not reading your book because they've had all the success. They're reading your book because they want to have their problem solved and you want to meet them at that early stage. People connect with vulnerability because it's real. We've all been through tough times, and when you share yours, it makes your message that much more relatable. If you only show up on your wins, though, people might feel like they can't measure up. But when you show them that you face challenges too, they see themselves in your journey. They understand and they feel empowered to overcome their own obstacles. And your book can change their life. You know, when I pivoted from writing books to coaching authors, I didn't have everything all figured out. I wondered if I was actually the right person to help others on their writing journey. You know, I didn't have a book coaching degree, but you know what? Sharing the uncertainty made my message that much stronger. It made people realize that they didn't have to have it all together to make an impact. Because being real, being honest, being vulnerable, that is what's going to connect with your readers on that deeper level. So as you write your book, don't be afraid to share your own struggles. Show your readers that it's okay to stumble along the way. Inspire them by being human, not by pretending to have it all figured out. So that was step four, to be vulnerable. And we're going into the final step now. But before I talk about that final step, I want you to think about why you want to write a book. A lot of people do it because it's a bucket list thing. And yes, for me, writing that book, that very first book, was a bucket list thing and it was super important. But I knew I had to get real deep on why I wanted to write a book. And when aspiring authors come to me and they tell me about their book idea, the first thing I ask is why they want to write it. Which leads now into step five, the final step. Think about the legacy of your book. This is something that a lot of writers I feel overlook because they're so focused on the short term. How many copies can I sell in the first week? How will I rank on Amazon and so on? And while those things are cool, they're important, and yeah, they can have an effect inside your business, what really matters is the legacy your book is going to leave. So I want you to think about this. 10 years from now, when somebody picks up your book, what impact will it have on their life? Will it still be relevant? Will it still inspire? That's the kind of mindset you need to adopt when writing, because you're not just writing for the moment, you're writing for the long term. When I wrote Publish to Impact, it was a different book than to what I've written in the past, and I didn't think about the immediate response. I thought about how this book could help people far beyond its release date, and the publishing industry has changed so much, and I wanted to really communicate that inside that book. So I wanted that book to be a resource that people can turn to again and again, whether they're just starting their journey today or 5 years from now. And of course, in 5 years' time, that landscape may change. And the beauty about that is to update the book in 5 years' time and create a new edition that's just going to create more impact and keep up to date with everything. So your book, it has the potential to create a ripple effect. A ripple effect that causes a lasting impact that goes beyond your initial readers. And if you write with that in mind, you'll naturally inspire people because you're focused on the long game, not just the immediate results. So just to finish off this episode, now, at the end of the day, it's not about how many copies you sell. It's about the difference you make. A book that sells, yeah, it's good, but a book that inspires, that's priceless. And if you approach your writing with the intention of making a real impact, your sales will naturally follow. But more importantly, your words are going to stay there. Your words are going to live in the minds and they're going to live in the hearts of your readers because you've done all these steps, you've inspired, and you've created a book that really stands out. So focus on serving your readers like you would inside your business. Tell stories that connect and be real with them. That is how you write a book that not only sells, but inspires. And remember, all it takes is one idea. So start with that, and soon enough, you'll have more than enough to write a book that makes a real lasting impact. So thanks again for joining me on this episode, and I'll catch you again on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode.
If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.